Welcome to Reality NSFW, coverage of The Challenge, Spies, Lies, and Allies, the finale.
Ooh. Thank God.
I did not have to remember which episode this was, which makes it great, because I always screw that up. I am joined by Alex Trias, Lauren Pratt. I am Johnny Fairplay. Well, I will say this. Of the two finales that I watched this week, I enjoyed one, and it was this one.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear you say that. Because
yeah, you gave me your feedback after we podcasted the finale of Survivor. I personally liked both. For my personal taste, I actually liked the Survivor one better just because I knew who was winning this season like the entire time of the challenge.
See, I did not.
So. Yeah, I was on the same page as Johnny. I was not spoiled at all.
Oh, I'm not saying I was spoiled.
Yeah,
you just assumed. But like, then again, two incredible winners. They absolutely deserved their win on this season. And I have to say, I thought it was a great finale.
It was.
It didn't need to be an hour and a half. It could have been 45 minutes. No problem. Actually, mm-hmm. I wish it would have been 42 minutes commercial free on Paramount Plus, and I would have been like,
oh man,
this is my favorite finale in 3 years. yeah, Lauren and I were talking before we went on the air. There was unnecessary running footage.
Mm-hmm. On both parts. Like last week as well, I said on the podcast, like that could have been just an hour episode.
Yeah.
But they're just like,
I think both episodes could have been one episode.
Yeah. They should have combined it.
And still 45 minutes.
and that's completely fair. I just don't need to see people running for 10 minutes straight when you can just skip ahead to the next checkpoints. Show me them taking off, them leaving, unless there's some argument that happens or some type of content that we need to see, but I don't need to see 10 minutes of running to the next checkpoint.
Yeah. I mean, all we really learned is Devin shouldn't smoke cigarettes is all that was the only takeaway. Or walk around with unlit broken cigarettes. Either way.
I mean, it doesn't hurt his memory. We know that.
No. Wow. How cool is that?
It was like, I was talking to my friend about it. I was like, you know, it's 20 numbers. Like, it is hard to do. It's like, yeah, but it should be like impossible for them to memorize that and run all the way down. I'm like, you have to be insane to do that. I'm like, well, you're on the challenge. Yeah. Everyone's insane if you're doing the challenge.
I wouldn't count on Emmy memorizing six numbers or whatever he tasked her to do. So I like it was, he had no option. But to memorize all, like I wouldn't have even had her because he was just like, keep repeating your numbers. And I was just like, no, she's going to fuck you up.
I'm surprised that didn't screw more people up because they kept saying, repeat your numbers to yourself. I can't listen to anyone else repeat their numbers because that's going to make my brain.
I would have been like, turn around. We got to go back.
Imagine, because I mean, obviously TJ said to get any money they have to finish. Imagine getting down there and not fully being able to remember, and just to finish you have to go all the way back and come all the way back down and try again. That would have been a nightmare.
I mean for whatever possibility of whatever money, I would have gone up and down as many times. Like I wouldn't have been like after the first one and after everyone else had completed it, I'd have been like, TJ, I'm finishing, but guess what? Pack a lunch. I'm going to be a while. So smart thing, TJ, let me borrow a pen. Just throwing it out there. let's start at the beginning and work our way through. Previously on the challenge, we got TJ in the arena. And that's a break from the norm. TJ usually doesn't participate. I think he might on his final, but you know, we don't get him week after week being goofy. So that was cool. Refreshing change. And we start out the purple cell has the lead early. And we make our way to water. And Nelson's not happy because there's no life jackets.
Yeah.
So legs are cramping. He needs help. We see the safety team. For those of you listening and not watching, I did safety in air quotes because that's the film team. It is not really the safety team.
there's really no difference than like the safety boats that were sent in All Stars for like the people who flipped over in the kayaks. It's like essentially the same thing, like, oh, hold on, and then you can get up, reset, and all that. But in this case, they just removed Nelson entirely, even though the rule was everyone had to get there and dive down.
Yeah, so shouldn't he have just been just automatically disqualified right there?
Well, I mean, they knew what was happening. They knew what was to come.
They knew what was to come. Yeah. So they were like, this will flush itself out.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, but just let the challenge final run its course. Yeah, it will pay dividends.
Okay, so I don't want to see a DQ on a final.
Yeah, it's just not enjoyable. Like, we've seen people quit because they wouldn't eat like nasty food that was like part of the challenge. Like, if you failed, you had to drink like this disgusting smoothie of like fish, like pulverized fish, and all that. And the guy just quit on his partner because he's like, I can't do it. I can't even take a sip of it.
That was to Jenna. This season. And then also one of the War of the Worlds, a lot of people got DQ'd because they just couldn't complete the bicycling part of the challenge. So there was a lot of seasons where we had DQs. Fortunately for this one, we didn't have any, but I agree. If you can't actually fully complete your task, I feel as though if everyone else did it, you should be removed.
Once again, the challenge gods intervened. So one of you guys has a bomber plane above you.
Lauren.
It's about to drop the torpedo from the next part of this challenge. So I have a little bit of words of wisdom for Nelson. Take swimming classes.
Hey, we saw Leroy do it. Leroy just took not his own pool, but he got into a pool, watched YouTube videos to learn how to swim. Every single season, you would see him practicing swimming for events like this.
Well, I mentioned it on the Monday podcast with Yes talking All Stars 2. If you're on the challenge, the number four sport in the world, allegedly, fifth, whatever, you can go to your local Y. They will teach you how to swim for free.
Right.
You're not even paying membership.
The thing is, like, we've seen them swim in other challenges before, but I guess in those instances they at least had like a light life jacket attached to him, so maybe like that was just like, because we've seen him in water challenges this season and he
not freaking out.
Yeah but I mean, but like maybe also from all the running that and stuff that they've already done, for whatever reason, maybe he wasn't drinking enough water at that point and his body was just failing him at that point.
Yeah.
Because as a swimmer, like, you definitely can cramp up. And once you do cramp up, you physically can't move anymore. It happens to people many times when they do that. So maybe that happened to him. We don't necessarily know, though.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest Nelson fan based on last weekend. So, but at the same time, just give the guy a life jacket. I mean, like, giving him a life jacket is not helping him dive down.
If anything, it's hurt. Like, they should have it available for people, but like they just need to understand it'll be more of a hindrance to you.
Yeah.
And so learn how to swim without one.
Yeah. So anyway, it is what it is. So the purple cell nails the combo in seconds.
Oh yeah. Well, that's like their key of every single checkpoint is they're falling behind because like we see them like fall behind in the running portion, but they'll come in and just instantly finish each checkpoint within moments.
Yeah. So the orange cell memorized all the numbers, which kind of surprised me.
I mean, Kyle said he had all of them memorized. I'm like, are you sure?
I know, right?
Are you sure, Kyle?
I don't feel I can trust anything Kyle said. Like, I love him.
Was rooting the hell out of him.
And he's probably my favorite. He's tied with Devin. But I might like him even more just because I don't know what he's saying is true or not. So like I feel like Devin has revisionist history and it's implied and we get it. Whereas Kyle just lies to us.
Yes. No. And like it's almost like he's also lying to himself and knows that he's lying to himself. He's like, it's my bet now.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. But yeah, he memorized the vote for his baby. He had to do it for his baby. Well, I don't know what's more fascinating to listen to, Rube or Bebe.
It's got to be Rube.
I don't know.
It has to be. I don't know.
The baby icon all season, though.
I don't know, but Baby coming in late at the season, it's coming like it was like about like for a full lap behind. It's making its way. It's making its way, catching up.
It is. Yeah, caught up quick.
Yeah.
So
just like Orange with purple.
Yes. Devin, not the best at the running, but it's he explains to the viewers and CT that he hasn't eaten. So that's what it is.
I was very concerned that we were going to see, if we were seeing anyone die on this mountain, it was going to be Devin just from like,
but it was only from not eating
and drinking. Like, we've seen someone in the World of the Worlds part, a former Big Brother person, Pauly Calafiore, nearly die because he was like doing the final and was like refusing to drink any water or eat, you know, like normal things.
Yeah.
You know, never hydrate. Yes. Never hydrate when you're hiking up a mountain.
If we've learned one thing from Hydrant, promo code Survivor, we know that you need. So Sam asks, did you meet Fessy last week? Yes, I did.
Oh boy, did you.
Yeah, got Lauren a little cameo.
I did. So for all the tea on the on the challenge people, become a patron, because that's where the tea is. And I assure you, there's lots of it. Go to adfreensfw.com. That's adfreensfw.com. If you're watching, there's the link right there. You see it on the screen. So much tea on the three of Fessy, Josh, and Nelly T. Holy moly. So I'm honestly, I've debated no longer covering the challenge after this season because of the tea.
I'll continue on. Don't worry.
Yeah. We'll still be here, but Johnny, I guarantee once you see the promo for next season, you're going to be like, I'm all in. We're going to do this, depending on who's on it.
Well, he's got all stars. He can cover all stars.
There
all stars.
Go.
Yeah, I got all stars. So I feel like I could get my fix if I really need it. So yeah, not overly impressed. But yeah, it is what it is. So CT wants to hold Devin's hand like he's in kindergarten.
Love
Devin
it.
Politely declines. I would have been for it. If CT asks to hold my hand during a final, the answer is fuck yes.
I would just ask him to carry me like a backpack and just run for me.
Well, there's that. I definitely would have asked that, but I would have started with the hand holding.
Yeah, like
CT is getting like his confessionals at the end. He's not even talking to it. He's whispering to us because he's like that fucking cool at this point. He's just I don't even know anyone wins.
Like, it's just like he knows, so he's like, I can't show any type of emotion right now, or I'm just gonna like show that I won. So I'm just gonna be talking like this, like really gravelly voices. Yeah, I won.
You know, TJ calls. It's cool. I mean, I got a kid. It's no longer baby.
this is the ASMR part of the podcast, folks.
Please do not send pics of me of you watching and or listening with your pants down. I don't know.
Oh,
need
God.
It.
We went there. We did.
But anyway, so like during this time where CT's asking Devin to very politely to hold his hand because he's like, stop fucking us up right now and run with us. Orange does catch up. And by the time they get to the next checkpoint, which is getting that torpedo unlocked.
Yeah, but Devin does explain to us, which is amazing, because I feel like Devin didn't even remember the actual final. And so he was just like, guys, viewers at home, you need to understand, I've adapted. I've transformed. I'm a chameleon. And I was just like, what the fuck does chameleon have to do?
I didn't understand the confessional. I'm like, you worked to get to the final, which you haven't done since your rookie season.
As a chameleon.
Yes, sure. Sure.
But it has nothing to do with the final.
That doesn't help you run.
No.
Chameleons don't run.
Yeah, they just
stay
there.
In place.
They stand there and do nothing. They literally do nothing. So I was just like, I think Devin I think the final happened and Devin's like, give me an unlit broken cigarette and a lot of booze and I'll do my confessionals tomorrow. And they're just like, hey, talk about the final. He goes, I do not fucking remember that final.
What final? It hasn't started yet.
Yeah, we're doing the final tomorrow. What? Did I win? Oh, no, no, no. Okay, cool.
I was told I won the first half.
Yes, is that true?
Is this one of the finals where we've actually seen the most amount of running? Because
I felt like I was watching the jogging channel on YouTube or something. Like, I was just like, is it, like, this so much unnecessary running.
Where was the eating? I was waiting for that.
Where was the eating? And we'll get to more things that are missing. But let's just start with eating. Where was the fucking eating?
Exactly.
That's what you do on an empty fucking stomach of nonstop running.
I think after what happened last season,
they were scared.
Production got scared that someone who was supposed to like do very well will leave because they couldn't do the eating portion. So they're like, just in case, we're gonna plan this out ahead.
But they didn't.
We're just gonna assume Fessy's gonna get there. We're not gonna do eating.
No eating the entire season.
It also could have been a factor because of the time period, because the Ramadan of it all. Like, Fessy wasn't eating the entire day. So you were going to have contestants who couldn't do the eating challenges because they're happening during the day.
That's fair. But I'm just saying, if you know Fessy's not in the final, you can add an eating portion in there.
I mean, you somehow can.
Maybe they don't have food in Croatia. Like, I don't like those commercials at night with starving kids. Are they in Croatia? I don't know. I know nothing about geography. I'll be honest with you.
You're asking the wrong person.
Right.
Okay, so maybe there's just no food in Croatia. But I feel like they were eating and drinking pretty good up until the final.
And they had some reserves at least after the first day.
Yeah.
Some canned food.
Did that look like the Walmart version of food? Didn't it look like the great value?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
honestly, I was surprised they left labels on. I thought they would be an aluminum can.
I think the fear of that is like you could potentially have viewers going, did they give them dog food?
Okay.
Mark Burnett did that on the first season of Survivor.
Oh my God.
Like late one night. I don't know if it was Mark Burnett himself or production, but someone at some point put a can of food in the camp just out of nowhere. And I'm pretty sure it was either Borneo, which was the first season, or All Stars. The only reason I know it was one of the two is because Rudy, you know, the one of the greatest survivors of all time, Rudy got the can. And so he opens the can and it's dog food, and he looks in the bushes and there's Mark Burnett laughing his ass off that he left a can. And Rudy looked over at Mark Burnett and gave the the throat slit motion. and Mark promptly stopped laughing.
I remember in Borneo dog food happening because over at Pagong, I think they actually tried to cook it.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Mark. So I remember like very descriptively like that they actually tried to cook the dog food in the pot and tasted it, and it was just not that great.
Here's the thing. There's not a lot of reality people. When I would see them like make a threat, like a physical threat, I would truly buy. You buy Rudy Bosch when he says, I got friends.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, disappear.
Yeah, no, I mean, like Rudy, I don't know. I think he said it on the show, but, you know, like, he was like, you know, we used to boil the water on Survivor, and Rudy was just like, I've drank water with dead bodies floating in it. and it wasn't hyperbole.
No, it was literal.
It was, he has drank water with dead bodies floating in it.
Yeah. Oh, he was serious when he mentioned that. But, yeah, someone else has memory like me. They said Jenna tried to cook it. Yeah, so they did try and cook dog food in Borneo.
Well, Jenna Lewis, who just slipped into my my text DMs yesterday.
So we can confirm it with her and say, hey, did you try and do this?
Oh, Jenna drinks too much. She doesn't remember. So time to get the torpedo. Orange takes the lead. Devin needs a break.
Yes.
Give this man a broken unlit cigarette, please. There's the only this is spinach to Popeye for Devin. What are you doing?
He thought this was going to be like the beer mile. At some point, there would be a beer for him to smash, and then he'd be ready to go.
Oh yeah.
But
I did one of those rock and roll half marathons, and like every block they have a band playing or whatever, or like every mile, and I listened. Well, number one, I have headphones because I have more than $100. So I bought a pair of headphones. It felt like that was a good investment if you're running. And I listen to podcasts and a band every mile. It's kind of an annoyance.
I would imagine.
So, and if you do happen to drink and there's a beer every mile, I don't think that's helping you in a fucking half marathon.
But it tricks him.
Devin, I think.
I think it would help him. I think
Devin would be like, this is what I talked to TJ about before the season. I'm glad someone's finally fucking listening.
Well, that's his recharge right there. When he's asking for food, that's really actually
what he meant. He goes, I need food. I'm, you know, like Bud Light.
Exactly. Get me some cervezas, please. Yes. The language of the country? I don't know.
I wonder what Devin's brew of choice is. Does he seem like a craft beer guy to you or not?
I feel like he's a craft beer. I think he would go very well vacay.
I would like to think he's a craft beer guy, but would not be shocked that I was disappointed that he was not a craft beer guy.
Could also see him as a beer snob. Like, he only drinks the high alcohol content ones. Like, he can't do the Busch League.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if he just drank the Natty Lights. Wouldn't be surprised.
I'm thinking I think he might be a Busch Light or a fucking Milwaukee's Best Light guy. It's like, you can get a fucking suitcase for $8.99.
That dude's from Massachusetts.
A little more bougie than that, Alex? A little bit more?
That dude's from Massachusetts.
Yeah, but where's he live now? He doesn't live in Massachusetts.
I mean, it's at least a Sam Adams.
Where's he live now, though?
I don't know.
I feel like he doesn't live in Massachusetts.
Well, maybe not anymore.
Yeah, I feel like he's sitting somewhere drinking shitty beer. He's not AK from Australian Survivor.
Craft beer and the ladies.
Craft beer and the bitches. as he says.
His words.
His words. His alleged words that are not his. But they're not mine either. So it's okay. I'm just repeating. Don't shoot the messenger.
But yeah, yes. Anyway, Orange does get to the next checkpoint first.
Why is this not a 10-minute podcast at this point?
Because we're going on tangents.
Okay,
tangents are more exciting than the running. So you know, okay.
Yeah. But, there's lots of people. There's lots of running. I don't know if you've ever ran, but like, no one should film it and fucking show people. Okay.
But yeah, if you want
to win a Twitch channel of me playing pinball, what do you think?
I mean,
it's more exciting than running.
You could, like, people make Twitch streams about anything today.
Yeah. So and ladies over playing pinball too.
There you go.
Beautiful. That's gonna, ladies.
That'll get you subscribers. You'll have to get some emotes of it.
Okay. I don't even know what that means. What's emote?
Oh, don't worry about it.
Okay. You'll let me know, right?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Great.
My people will talk to your people.
Do I need to bring you here for a weekend, kind of set everything up? Do you know anything about Twitch?
No.
Okay, damn it. You're not the guy then.
Johnny, I'm not the guy.
You're talking to the wrong people here with knowing anything about that stuff.
But they're very beautiful women, Alex. You think you could figure this out between now and a weekend?
Yes. I'll talk to my associates.
And that means YouTube. Alex, are you willing to watch the YouTube videos that I do not feel like watching? Coming here for a weekend playing pinball with hot girls.
I mean, it sounds like a good time.
Yeah. All right. So, are you coming Wednesday for AEW Dynamite?
I'm not.
Okay. I was just checking. I'll see you in January for AEW Dynamite.
I'll have to see if I can do that one.
Okay. You know, Wednesday is almost Christmas.
I know.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm working.
All right. So it's time for this challenge with the torpedoes, and you have to make three squares and Nelly T, just a little friendly advice, triangle nor a rectangle is a square. But even though, and check the T on adfree and sfw.com as to what happened, even though I'm not your biggest fan right now, I feel like I understood what Nelly T's pitch was. He was like, you could make three squares and a triangle.
Mm.
And I think his question was, there's three squares there. Does that count as the three squares?
Right. Like if I just move one and now there's three, is that three? And no, And like what he wasn't grasping was you still had to use all the torpedoes
yes.
to create the three squares. And like,
and I blame the other people for not explaining that all torpedoes must be used just to make three squares. I think
yes.
there was the gap in communication. Because he was just like, look, I can make three squares, no problem right here. And then I got this extra shit here. And with the extra, they're just like, well, it's just things hanging out. It's like, yeah, you can make a triangle or you can make like, you can do whatever you want with the extra ones.
Yeah, use your imagination. Do something with it.
Yeah, but if the goal is to just make three squares, I can fucking make three squares. Look.
Right. So,
but I don't think anyone else, like as I said, it was a, what was it? A failure to communicate.
Yes. Yeah. Failure to communicate. And really, for me, that's a puzzle that I knew. Like, it's not that hard to figure out that you had to move, break one completely, put it to the side, take one that you attach it to, bring it around. Like, you see CT literally do it within seconds, figures it out, does it. The issue is, you had a team that got there first, but it was the four people who finished last in the puzzle that make those teams.
Yeah.
And then you had the CT and Devin on the other one. So if CT, for some reason, didn't know it, Devin would have.
CT literally took 4.5 seconds. And the only reason it took him that long was, like, I think he tied his shoe first.
I think it was because he was still holding Devin's hand.
Oh, well.
I think he knew how to do the puzzle before even reading the instructions.
I think so, too.
I think they gave him the blueprints. They're like, here's everything that happens on this final.
No,
memorize it.
I don't think a CT. No,
it's a jest.
I don't think a CT win is that important to the franchise.
I think it is when a lot of people, at least the fan base, very much wants CT to be the record holder of finals and not bananas.
So this was like a shit season. So just go ahead and get pad the numbers. It's John Cena winning the belt at like
right.
Extreme Rules or something.
Right, it's his 16th belt over what was it like Bray Wyatt, and then like you really CT at this point, I would say is more comparable to a Tom Brady. Like if you want to make a sports reference here, he is Tom Brady. Like he as he's gotten older, he's at least at worst maintained his level, especially now that he's in shape again.
Yeah,
it's like there's really nothing he can't do.
Yeah.
Right, and he was still winning when he wasn't in shape, and that's why we were saying last season, look at him now, and he won two back-to-back finals.
Yeah. But he might not be in the next season because he's off making movies. So, good for
him. Wants a break.
Yeah. But when TJ calls, I just get that feeling.
I get hooked on the feeling.
Oh, wow. He's like,
I'm high on believing.
Oh, there we go. Little Reservoir Dogs for everyone. Okay, or is that Reservoir Dogs or Pulp Fiction? It's a Tarantino.
Let's just go with Tarantino right now. Don't quote me on this.
Correct me, people.
I was about to say someone's gonna crush you for that in the comments.
I don't even want to fucking read it in the comments. So do not. So, but we do have during this, we have Moby Extreme Ways playing. And I had a Moby album and I just sold it last week, so I will not be holding it up.
Oh, man.
But it wasn't this. It wasn't out.
We'll just have to wait for All Stars to see a record pulled up.
Yes. And I did meet Moby at the Ethan and Jenna Maraska did a PETA promotion for Don't Wear Fur or Don't Wear Animals, I guess, in general. Mm-hmm. And it was at the Sex Museum in New York, and Moby was there. So
that is a sentence
what,
of
right?
words yeah. put together.
Yeah, he was not a huge Johnny Fairplay fan. He was familiar with my work.
And then you went to him like, I'm not familiar with yours.
Yeah. I don't know. I just felt like he was a pervert at the sex museum. So he had that vibe going too.
Oh God.
I was walking around with an erection, but that was only because of bluechew.com promo code Survivor. Had nothing to do with everything else in there. The sex museum, not the sexiest place, I'll be honest with you.
I would imagine.
Yeah. A little on the creepy side. Like I'm into some weird shit, but I don't think I need to see other people doing weird shit.
Well, we know this is the thing that's getting clipped from this video.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And I just sit here awkwardly as always.
You're there.
But you know what?
I'm here, but still, I'm just laughing along with the both of you.
But to continue the first half of this episode, not going Nelson's way, and Nelson getting in the way of himself. So the last thing before the end of day one is that they have their camp equipment that's in like that metal cage, but it's a spear, and you have to push it down now this track to get to finish line.
Real quick before sphere, two things. It looks like the orange team or the orange cell has broken one of their torpedoes. I don't know if you caught that.
Yes, I did.
which I thought was great.
I'm pretty sure it was Nelson.
Yes, and Casey says dumbass puzzles, which I thought was the line of the episode. I felt it right here. I say that every episode of Survivor, over something, under something, dumbass puzzles. So, right before we get to the spheres, CT wants us to know that he wants to win for his son CJ. Now that he's old enough for CT to be a hero.
Yeah, can't show that I'm a liar now.
Yes. So and of course Nelly T pushes the sphere off the trail. And,
like literally right when we're hearing Purple Team saying like just have two people on each side, you gotta push. We have to keep it on the trail. Nelly's like, I got this.
I got it. Watch this. Hey, everybody, hold my beer.
Devin's like, really?
Can we all agree that Nelson was 100% the weakest person in this final?
Well, I would love to admit
he's not like the weakest, but he was the weakest in terms of being competent.
He had no strategy though. Like he literally
His strategy was run.
Yeah, his strategy was close your eyes and run as fast as you can forward.
I was just hoping he was gonna get stuck in the tree. And that they weren't going to be able to get it out. And
I was hoping it would go even further. And I wanted just the footage of it just go like the clip Paul Rudd uses whenever he was on Conan O'Brien, like the Mac and Me. What was that? That alien movie?
Fuck.
With the alien in the wheelchair, the kid in the wheelchair with the like going like off the the side of a mountain. I was hoping it would just go and go.
Thought it was about to like. I thought that was gonna be and just have like the chasing music of like a Scooby-Doo cartoon, like it's just like everyone running around trying to catch the.
Oh, that would have been so good.
And then you just see CT and the Purple Team looking from a distance, just like, huh.
And Devin going, "Where's my unlit broken cigarette?
Where's my beer? Where's my unlit broken cigarette?" Where's someone that I can yell math at?
Yes, let me yell some math at Nelson.
Well, I'm surprised too when they did show up to that one puzzle that they didn't say to the other cell. I'm surprised any of you passed geometry class because that was just a sight.
Well,
to
we
see.
Don't know if they did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't.
We have no confirmation either way. All right, we're gonna do a quick commercial.
Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
Ho, 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 gentlemen! The holidays have come early here at Manscaped, the leading men's hygiene brand. Manscaped just launched new products, including their ultra-new, ultra-premium body wash and a 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. It's time to give yourself or someone who needs it the gift of beautiful skin, hair, and balls this holiday season. Go to manscaped.com and use promo code SURVIVOR for 20% off and free shipping.
Jingle balls to the walls. Fellas, listen up. Untrimmed pubes are a thing of the past, and it's possible you have Santa's beard in your pants. Could be Matt Bischoff's. It's time to leave your significant other some cookies and milk at the bottom of your chimney. I am talking about Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Oh, now, I had a lot of sex when I got back from my last appearance. I literally had sex 8 times in 12 hours. And, I did some damage down there, fellas. I did some serious damage. I had to call my doctor. There was swelling. There was everything else. It was bad, but you know what wasn't bad? My balls, because I shaved them with Manscaped. Oh, there was lighting at the top of the tree, but the bottom of the tree looked perfect.
Inside the Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the Signature Lawnmower 4.0. This electric trimmer has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to reduce cuts on your nuts. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. It's like a gift to your partner with less mess. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Crop Preserver and Crop Reviver, an anti-chafing ball deodorant, moisturizer, and toner. It's time to keep your North Pole feeling and smelling fresh.
This hygiene bundle will also come with a pair of Manscaped anti-chafing boxers. God bless it. I needed and used that this week. I promise you. The perfect package for your perfect package. Manscaped is going beyond the groin with their new ultra premium body wash. It's infused with aloe vera and sea salt to keep your skin feeling clean, nice, and moisturized.
They also just launched their new 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, which has key ingredients with benefits that include hydrating, nourishing, conditioning the scalp, and strengthening your hair at the same time. Tis the season to load up on Manscaped products. So get yourself, your dad, your brother, your friends, your neighbor, the best gift of all, the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Reality NSFW listeners get 20% off and free shipping with the code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. Every guy out there needs to add Manscaped to their wish list this holiday season.
This is Santa Claus talking to you once again. Get 20% off and free shipping with promo code SURVIVOR at manscaped.com. That is 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use promo code SURVIVOR. Clean up your nuts and make Santa proud this year.
We're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff. And it's amazing as a midnight snack right before bed.
0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. That's only 140 calories per serving.
It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, and low-carb. And build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, and my favorite, maple waffle. Now, Magic Spoon recently brought back their two super popular flavors, cookies and cream and maple waffle. Thank goodness. But they're back permanently. And when these flavors were first introduced for a limited time, they sold out extremely quickly. Now, I'm here to let you know you can get them again or try them for the first time. Why? Because they're delicious and indulgent.
Johnny, Magic Spoon has so many great flavors that I really enjoy, and even my kids enjoy them. We have the cocoa, fruity frosted, peanut butter. All these are really great combinations. They enjoy waking up in the morning and getting some Magic Spoon right off to start their day great before they head off to school. I think everybody listening should give Magic Spoon a try. Or if you've tried them already, it's time to reorder. Let's get you some more Magic Spoon and get your day started right.
Hey, when I finish a podcast late at night, the first thing I'm thinking is not sleep. It's let me grab a delicious bowl of Magic Spoon before I go to bed.
So go to magicspoon.com/survivor to grab a custom bundle of cereal and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code SURVIVOR at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/survivor. And use the code SURVIVOR to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this podcast.
And we are back, and it is now time to spend the night in a spooky cave. This seemed much easier than, was it I know on All Stars they had to take turns sleeping, but wasn't there a sleeping difficulty on Double Agents?
Last season they had to basically
only one person could sleep.
Their partner, if their partner was awake, they had to stand there, and then anytime they wanted to switch, they had to like put their face in cold water before they went and laid down. So it was a lot more difficult last season.
Why wasn't there any difficulty?
I think they decided this season they were going to give some kid gloves.
Why?
I don't know. I honestly cannot tell you. I was expecting
the food thing makes sense with Fessy.
Maybe they also just realized because I think on Double Agents they did the elimination if there was one before, or like before they slept there was no elimination, but they knew that that losing team was already gonna have to fight to start the next day. They were like, I don't know.
This is lame.
It was lame, but I think really they just wanted to highlight.
They just wanted to highlight fucking running.
No, the Casey and Nani.
Okay,
because they're like talking throughout this whole thing about Nani it's a beautiful story, really, of Nani just saying like how she's now comfortable in her own skin for like the first time in her life.
Yeah.
Casey makes her really feel like she can truly be herself. She would never be caught dead like holding another girl's hand in public before. Now she has comfortability and backbone and confidence that this happened. So they're so happy that they get to run together, only to realize what happens in the morning. Yeah.
I loved all that. I thought that was great. I just thought final wise, that was right. It's just like it's a spooky cave and there's wolves and there's snakes that were nowhere near any of that.
Well, they could have still had that entire conversation and everything, but make it a little bit more difficult on them, because as we saw in All Stars, they were standing up, they had to rotate and everything then, and conversations could still occur. You can still have that same conversation.
Yeah, but this is the same guy that if I ever go back on any reality elimination challenge type show, not the challenge because I'm not big enough, but anything else, like it's just like, hey, what do you think the final challenge should be? It's just like, I don't, Rochambeau, I don't know, like either version, either the rock, scissors, paper, or run and kick somebody in the nuts. Either one I'm cool with.
Rock, scissors, paper.
Isn't that Rochambeau?
Sure.
Yeah, but on South Park, Rochambeau was you run and kick someone in the nuts.
Yep.
Yeah. So well, either and, one I'm good with.
And that goes with how you feel about Survivor. Well, I mean, it goes with how you feel about Survivor challenges. You only want to watch the challenges someone's getting hit in the nuts.
Yeah, I could care less about challenges ever. So, especially on this season's finale. I'll have plenty more to say on a podcast that I'll never do. So, I will be interviewing, for those of you wondering, super quick podcast note for people that listen to everything. We're going to have people from this season throughout the off season, and we'll talk plenty about 41's finale there. So you will get my thoughts and feelings on the actual finale and reunion ad nauseum during some of these interviews.
Yep.
Okay. So let's see. While they were camping, Imagine Dragons follow you, and I have Imagine Dragons right there, but I'm not going to go grab it because I don't think it's that. Oh, let's see. Michelle gave Fairplay a shout out on her RHAP appearance. Who's Michelle?
I'm assuming Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
Oh, really? What was she talking about?
I think Rob was also still having a couple more episodes for this week's finale. Oh. So it was like a Survivor feedback show.
Yeah, she was on the finale recap for RHAP.
Oh. Wow. I don't know where I got a shout out from, but I'll take it. Okay. Yeah, apparently it was Michelle Fitzgerald. Hey, I love Michelle Fitzgerald, so thank you. I love a lot of people.
Challenge contestant Michelle Fitzgerald.
Yeah, I know. I let's see. I like Michaela from the challenge. I like Marie from the challenge. I like Casey from the challenge. I like Yes from the challenge.
It's a short list.
It is. Oh, she liked my t-shirts. Boom, there we go. I knew there was something. And you too can get a t-shirt. Go to johnnyfairplay.com. Get your t-shirt right now. You never know. I might even give you a call if it doesn't end up in my spam. It's johnnyfairplay.com and you're looking on the screen. Okay. Let's continue. So, Orange Cell, you finished last. Time to face off. Holy moly. Kyle versus Nelly T. I have never rooted for Kyle more in my entire life.
I just, like, I felt in my gut that Kyle was winning this. Like, right when they showed what the challenge was, I was just like, this is his thing. Like, as much as people, like, say, like, oh, they're scared to face off against Nelson in a physical competition, I'm like, in these type of things where it's like, really, you can't just go based off your muscle, like, Kyle will win these.
Mm-hmm. He's a big boy. I don't think you can tell. He's
tall and big.
Yeah, he's tall because I was so survivors come in all sizes. And a average size Australian survivor is bigger than our biggest survivor here. I saw that because Matt from season 4 from Australian Survivor was at Hearts Reality in Orlando. And I, you know, and I'm standing beside Ben and Chris Underwood. And I was like, boys, eat your potatoes. So, but the challenge people, they are just jacked. So even Josh, they are.
Oh, yeah. I've seen pictures. He's gotten in even better shape.
Yeah. No, they are all jacked. So.
Yeah. Josh is ready to come back and win one of these. And I actually think Josh could do that in the future. But with Kyle in particular, he does so well in any type of physical elimination. I would never want to go up against him. And he also had a ton of fight and a ton of drive for what he was fighting for. His little baby.
He's fighting for his baby.
Baby. Yeah.
So. Yeah. Let's see. All he's thinking about is my baby. And afterwards, Nelson is soundly defeated. Those of you paying attention at home, and doesn't have the strength to lift his head.
It is one of those rare times also where we see TJ sort of like cut the host gimmick.
Yeah.
And like actually goes like real with them. It's like, hey, like.
This sucks.
Yeah, this sucks. It's going to suck.
Yeah.
But it will be better. Like you got one step closer than you were before. You're almost there, man. Like,
yeah, I appreciate the moment in spite of personal feelings.
Yes.
And for the record, you know, if Nelly T does happen to catch this, I feel it's a huge compliment that you find my girlfriend attractive. So yeah, I'll just put that out there.
Thanks.
I'm just going to tell people who know Nelson in the challenge and thinks that he's gotten in trouble before outside the show, it tracks.
Oh, cool.
It does.
Yeah. But honestly, he no longer knows what a champion is.
Yes, Nelson no longer knows what it takes to be a champion. I have a suggestion. Fucking swimming lessons. There you go.
Actually think he's ever going to win a season, though?
No.
A lot needs to change for him to be able to win one.
Because he brought his cell down. Like, he wasn't even helpful for them. And I don't think he could win one of these by himself.
He's still chasing that ball if he's by himself.
Yeah. No Hype Network apparently got here late. The tea. Wait, what? Here we go. The tea. Yeah, go to adfreeinsw.com. Lots of tea from this past weekend with the me and the challenge folks. Lots of tea. So adfreeinsw.com. Holy moly. Okay. So, next, we have Nani versus Casey. Tori says, I could cry watching this. Devin, always the shoulder to cry on. Get it together and save your energy.
he's like, don't show emotion right now.
Dude, you will waste energy shedding tears. Please stop.
Do you think he was projecting? Because he's like, I know I'm about to die again trying to run up a mountain, yeah, so I can't even cry.
He's like, look, I'm going to be crying for all of us in a matter of seconds. I'm just going to be thinking about my broken, unlit cigarette.
But this one did hurt. And like, you hear Tori and Kyle both say it in like confessionals. When you go into these eliminations, you need to like have that like the dog mentality. You need to be able to go in,
get the job done,
and it doesn't matter who's on the other side. But you rarely see on the challenge an elimination where it's a couple having to face off against each other. It's happened, but not in this specific situation.
Yeah, it was great. And we had Tommy Prophet, I believe, with a cover of I Can't Help Falling in Love with You. Didn't we have I Can't Help Falling in Love with You on the Challenge All-Stars this week as well, but the actual original? I think it was like Simply Red or maybe. I think Simply Red is also. Do not tell me in the comments.
Please tell them in the comments. We want to see it.
Yeah. So I think we have back to back. I Can't Help Falling in Love with You. I hadn't heard that song in fucking 15 years prior. So way to go. If Pete, I don't know if Pete does Spies, Lies, and Allies or not.
I thought he said that he was just on for All Stars to you.
Yeah, I think so.
That would make sense because All Stars just crushes it every time. In the regular challenge, not so much.
Yeah. So Casey wins the first one. I think that one's pretty legit. I think Casey took it a little easy. Nani wins the second one. I think that's a
I gave you one.
That's an I love you. Yeah. And I think the last one was a lot of Casey, reluctant Casey, and not full throttle Nani.
Right. I think at this point Nani was like sort of realizing like, you know, like her money's my money. Like at this point, it's just like,
not necessarily.
I know what I mean.
I think
who has the better chance of winning?
I think in dreams, or fairy tale endings, yes. But I don't think she was. I don't think that she had already factored in joint bank accounts in their relationship.
I was just using that as a stretch. I just meant more of like, if one of us can win, I feel like Casey's the one who's more likely to get the win.
If I were dating Casey, I would like Casey's chances better than mine.
Right, and you heard Nani.
If I were dating Nani, I would like Nani's chances better than mine on the challenge.
That's probably true for you, but I mean, you heard Nani say before going into that she thought Casey had a better shot to win the entire final, and I completely respect that. And I'm happy that they still at least competed and they gave it a go. And yes, do we all know Casey was going to win this going into that? Sure, but it's not like Nani didn't give it her best shot. So I'm happy that we saw it, and it was a really good heartfelt moment.
And I'm glad, I mean, like, I love TJ, but I could have seen TJ going, that was fucking bullshit.
I'm glad he didn't.
He might have, and we just didn't see it.
Well, let's hope he just read the room.
This one, like, I understand what makes TJ tick. I get it, and I'm for it. All, like, 99 out of 100 times. This was the one out of 100. It's just like, dude, it's cool. Please, shh. So yeah, read the room.
So we have those winners, but here's the thing that I'm like very conflicted about, because at the end of it all, I think it did screw one person in particularly. The people winning the elimination after not winning the first day. Yeah, like, they did not win the first day. They get the elimination, but their reward for winning elimination is they can choose to either stay together or pick
rest of the game.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like at the same time, I don't know how. They split up the pairs, or split up that four.
Draw rocks.
Just
fucking draw rocks.
Because it would have been something where I was like, what if they timed them individually throughout the first day, and whoever did the best in the first day got the pick.
Yeah, there we go. And other people are noticing that terrible design for a final. As far as fairness is concerned, the fifth and sixth worst performing players of the whole final got rewards to take the two best people. It also punishes one and two. I agree.
Yeah, the end of it all, it's like it screwed Tori out of her first win, because what we learn is the first and second place was a matter of 10 seconds, essentially. Yeah. And Tori was, I think, a better runner than Casey was. I think if she's paired with CT, which was, I think, what CT would have picked as well.
Yeah.
I think we see Tori as her finally getting her first win with CT. Casey and Kyle come in second.
Because it's a no-brainer that Casey's going to pick CT in that moment, because they give them the option that Casey and Kyle can run together, but obviously that's not what's best for Casey. She wants to win, so she's going to go with CT. And then the next best option for Kyle is to pick Tori. So yeah. I do agree. I think people got screwed over, and more in particular Tori, because if she was with CT, absolutely would have won 100%.
So we had the teams of Kyle and Tori, Casey and CT, and Devin and Emmy. And CT wonders aloud if they would share money with him if someone else won. And I'm here to tell you, Kyle would not.
I like it's very hard to know for sure with these people anymore what decision they make, because I will say Casey's and CT's decision is 100%. They're going to say it's because of friends and being like, we became so close together that we're going to get the money. It's game. It's for future seasons. Because if you fucked four people over out of money, even though you really didn't fuck them over, they didn't win.
Yeah.
They're going to hold it against you in the next few seasons that you do.
But it's the right thing to do. I mean, like, I would do that, and I'm a fucking scumbag.
Right. Like, yeah. I wouldn't.
I don't think Kyle gives a fuck about game. I think Kyle would.
Well, he's giving money to Devin.
After the show.
I don't know.
But no, I don't think
he's giving money to Devin, because then he, I don't think he's giving money to Emmy. It's not like you can say I'll give it to just you. So I think he says I'm keeping it all, and then after the show he goes, Devin, you know I got you.
But here's what I think the problem is. It's also your partner that factors into the decision as well. And I think how Tori thinks, she's thinking future game. And I do think she would convince Kyle, if he didn't want to, that they need to share at least a little bit of the money.
Yeah, she would probably convince him. She's definitely thinking post game. Kyle is not thinking post game at all.
And that's the point.
Money for my baby.
Because, I mean, we've seen Kyle. He's already been on so many seasons. You know Tori's going to keep returning, so you have to think for the future. I mean,
yeah, but I don't think Kyle gives a fuck about it. Like, Kyle burns every bridge there is. He did it, like, Kyle builds bridges, and at the other, like, as he's placing the last block on the bridge, is sitting there with gasoline and a thing of fucking matches.
He's just consistently and forever on that bridge elimination he was doing with Josh.
Yes.
He's just consistently just like, I need to finish so I can blow it up. But like, what I would have done is probably like, for a game, and just because of it, I would have given second place people the 100K, but I wouldn't have given third place 100K too. I would have given them 50.
Just the 50, yeah.
Yeah. Like if it was an actual, like, in my mindset, it'd be like, that's how an actual final would go. Like, first place gets a huge chunk and then 100, then 50.
I would have done something different between second and third. Personally,
right, like, especially they lost by 10 seconds. Devin lost by like 20.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's just easier. Like the political move is just easier. 100-100, right. We're all good. Fuck it, and just.
But didn't last season
not think about it? Like if you, it'll kill you thinking about it.
True.
Last season, though, was it first place they split 900,000, and then second place got 100,000, and then third got nothing, right?
I think,
yeah. But let's be real. I'm not going to remember.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to remember this one.
I try to remember.
They get so much money just based on how many challenges they've been on prior.
Yeah,
just
your appearance. So it's not,
yeah, so it's not like Devin and Emmy walked away with, well, Emmy might have walked away with close to 50,000, but Devin probably walked away with 200,000.
Well, and you have to think about this. The top tier players, as you just said, they show up getting paid right there.
Yeah.
And I mean, we talked about before, like with Winners at War, some people got a massive amount of money for just showing up there. But if they get to repeatedly return time and time again, they're making the paycheck that they need to make anyway.
Oh, Winners at War, the alleged just for showing up money was deep. Well, it was promised and supposedly never surfaced.
Oh.
Now that's tea.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Don't use that on the fucking highlight video.
So don't. That's not being playful here. Don't use it.
that was some of the conversations going around in Hearts Reality.
Wow. Okay.
So let's see.
Time to run.
Devin wants an appropriate division. Devin believes an appropriate division of the money. With him, of course, getting the lion's share.
Yes.
Then we see Devin looking at the combination. We get Beautiful Mind Devin.
Oh, my God.
Which was great. And it's a 10-second loss by Kyle and Tori. It goes 800,000, 100,000, 100,000. And the classiest thing TJ has seen in a TJ final.
Well, because the last several times where people had the decision to share or split It's been stolen every single time.
Oh yeah, they keep it for
themselves. Except for Devin. Devin did like the final where Johnny steals some money from Sarah. Each group had to whoever won of that pair got to choose whether to split or not. And second and third place chose to split, and then led to Johnny going like, "No, I'm taking the money and run."
Yeah.
Not you, Johnny, though.
I know. I like it. I'm bothered by the fact that I would share it in any way. Like, I feel like I need to set my mind to be like pull a Leroy and have whatever I do be my last season and not tell anyone it's my last season and go, you know, whether it be Survivor or whatever. And then like, you know, have this decision at the end and just be like, oh, by the way, this is my last season of doing any of this fucking shit. I'm fucking done. And yeah, I'm not sharing shit. Go fuck yourselves.
I think I would just keep playing that. I would keep using that as like a trump card at the very end. Be like, and this is my last season. Comes back the next season. Like, guys,
come back
for this time for real.
And I'm going to keep it again.
Yeah, but then you keep when you keep keeping it. Just like,
okay, all right. I'm cool with that. I like that as a gimmick.
It's like at that point, it's on them.
Well, Jeff keeps calling.
Oh, when he calls me, I can't say no.
I mean,
I miss it.
I think about it and miss it. And I miss not sharing the money.
But let's be real. His appearance fee is probably at least 100K now.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like he's really not losing much from splitting it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So honestly, he can collect his paycheck and go home early and say, you know what? It's better than going all the way close to the final, making really nothing, and then just leaving earlier on in the season. Because we've seen CT go out a couple times early on, and I'm guaranteed he collected the paycheck that he needed for just showing up there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was dad bod CT. So there we go. So that, do we like this season better than Double Agents?
There's parts of it I like more. It's just the issue, and it was an issue with Double Agents too, is these are two long seasons. This started in August.
Stop it.
Like.
Yeah, stop it right now.
Like, luckily, it's not filming again until March of next year.
Yeah.
So season 38 is probably not going to come out until next summer. We don't need it to go all the way up to New Year's. But make it a month shorter. Month shorter, I'm good. And also put it on Tuesdays.
Yes.
You put on Tuesdays, no,
They can't.
Because ridiculousness.
They have ridiculousness on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Well, they kicked them off last or on Wednesday night to for the entire night to show the challenge and to do a rerun of the premiere of All Stars 2.
Okay. Well, still.
And Mark Long threw some shade at ridiculousness on really? Twitter, and everyone loved it.
Oh, I'm for ridiculous. Oh, you know what? Mark Long was at the loved running into Mark Long.
Ooh.
I feel like that's
well. I we story? All know Mark Long had some stuff in the works.
Oh, was that discussed when him and I talked ad nauseum about that?
I have no idea. I wasn't in the room where it happened.
We're just gonna have to find out. We weren't flies on the wall for that conversation.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, it
has nothing to do with math or court.
Yes, no math or court. All right.
I will say, though, for me, I did like the season a little bit better simply because Casey won, and I like Casey better than Amber B.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
Same.
Okay. Good for her. Get her win. If she wants to take a season off, I don't blame her.
Boom.
And it's funny, though, that was only Casey's third season, and I feel as though Casey's been on many more than that.
Because she's gotten to the end every time.
Yeah.
But yeah, that wraps up this season. Obviously, we still have All-Stars coverage. That will be back on Mondays at 4:30. Lauren, myself, and Dan Montrell will at some point be starting an off-season coverage. As you said, Johnny, you'll be doing some interviews with the season 40, or Survivor 41 contestants.
Yeah, Brent Walgamont and Brett Goodsby back for Celebrity Big Brother in January. So, also, we're starting coverage of Australia season 4 next week on the Patreon, ad-free nsfw.com. Become a patron. I tell you guys, you don't believe me. I say my favorite. I love all my podcasts at this point. If not, I wouldn't do them. So, but I really enjoyed doing the Q&A, especially this past week. So much fucking tea. Become a patron for 1 month. If you don't like it, let me know. I'll send your money back. go to adfreensfw.com. You get added to the secret Facebook group. You get to ask questions for the weekly Q&A. We have game night, all kinds of other fun stuff. Australian coverage. If you like Survivor, you will love Australian Survivor because it's immensely better. And so we will be covering that, as I said, the 2019 season starting next week. Become a patron now, adfreensfw.com. But the tea from this past fucking weekend, holy moly, it is hot. I don't even think you can stick your finger in it. So even though Nelly tried to with – anyway. Yeah. So with that, check out the ads. And until next time, thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Alex. I'm Johnny Fairplay.
Bye. Lucy Nicotine is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck.
Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great and it's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym.
I am so happy that Lucy is sponsoring us. Ever since they came on board, I have gotten no less than 5 of my friends transitioned over to Lucy and put their cigarettes down. They like the gum. I'm used to seeing the packages all around. This stuff is great, and it's really helping people make much healthier choices. So get on board and join the Lucy movement.
Hey, it's 2021. Get rid of your cigarettes, unplug your vape, throw out your dip, and get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. It's so simple that you don't even have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down.
Reality NSFW listeners, go to lucy.co and use promo code SURVIVOR to get 20% off all products, including gum or lozenges. That's lucy.co and use promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. Also, I have to give this disclaimer. Warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. That's lucy.co, and be sure to use that promo code SURVIVOR.
This episode of Reality NSFW is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us, Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer lasting erections. That's right, we're giving away super hard dicks.
Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder, stronger erections to combat all forms of ED.
Blue Chew is an online prescription service, so no visits to the doctor offices, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package. The process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And the best part, it's all done online.
BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Don't like swallowing pills? No problem here. BlueChew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy.
Hey, if you're looking to give that immunity idol to someone or you don't want to be voted out of a crater, don't worry. Blue Chew's got you covered. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information.
And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use promo code SURVIVOR at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's Blue Chew, BLUECHEW.com, promo code SURVIVOR to receive your first month free